the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Republican Representative Dan Newhouse of Washington and Democrat Jennifer Wexton of Virginia have introduced the Agritourism Act. This legislation would create an Office of Agritourism at the USDA to serve as a dedicated voice for agritourism businesses in the federal government. It would also consolidate federal resources to sustain agritourism businesses such as loans, grants, and broadband connectivity programs. U.S. consumers spent an average of 11.3% of their disposable incomes on food in 2022, a level not observed since the 1980s, according to the USDA's Economic Research Service. Disposable income is the amount consumers have left after paying taxes. Consumers spent 5.62% of their incomes on food at supermarkets, convenience stores, warehouse club stores, supercenters, and other retailers in 2022, and 5.64% of their food at restaurants, schools, and other places offering food away from home. The latest Purdue University Consumer Food Insights report shows consumers who are most satisfied with their food consumption also spend the lowest share of their incomes on food. The July survey-based report shows 3 out of every 4 Americans say their food satisfaction is thriving. Researchers found consumers have yet to embrace meat alternatives as better than beef from cattle. Other results include household food at home spending is up 4.6% from July of last year, its highest level yet.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.